it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nirvana! Betcha never thought you'd hear that.
Hell
oh my
no.
God.
Wow, man.
Zap! Special moments, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
The 20th anniversary spectacular.
Some of those FCCs, man.
Whew. Yeah, it's kind of, it's brutal. It's brutal, man.
I said it. I'm dying laughing, too. They're so good.
It's almost better when you screw up. I mean, no offense. When you're successful, it sucks.
We pray for your demise, Ted.
Yeah. Nobody likes the Chiefs.
Trust me, I know.
All right. Mike, what do we got? Who's on the line?
Well, as you know here, guys, the world of radio and the world of entertainment is all about the decisions that you make. And that's not just about what we do here on this program, but as the station as a whole. And there was one man that made a decision 20 years ago that while it may have been one of the best, if not the best decision of his career, it was probably the worst decision for his mental health. You know him as Sergeant Hair Club. Sergeant Hair Club, are you on the line?
Hi there.
Hola.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
hi.
Yay. What do we do now?
Hey, is it really 20 shows that you guys have done?
20 shows.
Is that 20 shows?
Yes, we do one longer. Show a year now.
That's yeah. right.
It's contractual.
Big bucks.
That's great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That's like a landmark.
It kind of is, man. I mean, it's your fault. Yeah. You hired us.
It's lasted longer than maybe some marriages.
Oh, don't talk about me. I'm right here. Hey, Dave, I'm right here. I am right here, dude.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Miles is in the room?
My bad. You know I don't do that very well.
No. You know, I hearing about this, I thought I would go back maybe 20 and a half years, if I could, tell
right.
a little story. So, and it reminded me yesterday, because yesterday you guys were talking about breakfast cereal. 20 years ago, plus 6 months, was the first time I had got an audition tape, which is what we call it in the industry, of here's a show called Out to Lunch mm-hmm. that was in Baltimore at the time. And I remember putting it on and listening to I just remember, and Ted, this is not to point a finger that you weren't part of this conversation, but I just remember hearing Miles and Thrill having a deep, deep discussion on the virtues of Frosted Flakes versus Captain Crunch and why one was better. But then they had to get into, like, yeah, but, I mean, when you're up late at night smoking weed versus when it's just breakfast cereal. And what about the milk at the end of it? And like, wow, if this is really entertainment, these guys have really nailed it. So we ship them out to Seattle, and we're going to meet for dinner. That cool, guys? We're going to meet for dinner? And I make a reservation for three of us at, was it Daniel's Broiler?
Daniel's Broiler, yep.
Yeah. And I wonder what these guys are going to be all about. And they just shuffle in. We order some steaks. And it was like watching two 18-year-old kids at a wedding whose parents weren't around at the bar. Like, so we're going to get, we can drink free all night, right? Like, this is okay. And they just start throwing them down. Steaks arrive. Thrill takes, like, it was either parsley or a piece of broccoli and picks it up with, like, his forefinger and his thumb. Like, it's something really bad on the plate and moves it aside onto the table. What's the problem with that? I don't eat vegetables, man. All right. Well, that's cool. That's fine. So we had a few great hours. You guys go enjoy the city, have a great time, and we'll meet tomorrow with the general manager. And the general manager has less of a sense of humor than I do. I'm concerned that we're going to meet for lunch, and these guys are going to do a repeat, see how much the all-you-can-drink lunch at wherever we were.
We were at Chandler's on the water.
Oh, that's right. That's right, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These guys, like, I couldn't have been more wrong about how much they were going to drink at lunch, because they showed up and they were still drunk from the night before. And they smelled like when you're the guy who opens up the bar at 3 in the afternoon, what it smelled like the night before. Only to find out, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but you didn't have any money left at all?
That is correct.
No.
Okay.
That is 100%.
I made the mistake of ordering the seafood chowder. I'm not good sometimes with menu items.
But yeah, we hired him either way, so I'm either congratulated or I'm either to blame.
Yeah, it's kind of like the chili dogs in the New Orleans airport.
Yeah,
that's a bad idea.
Oh, God,
no, it's not.
No, that's right.
And I was begging my, please don't get the seafood chowder, because I'm really, and keep in mind, right before we met with you and the general manager, I took down a Starbucks, whatever, but anyway, then I had to puke. Like, I puked like 10 minutes before we met you guys, because I'm like, dude, otherwise I'm going to puke at the table. I don't know who this woman is, but if I puke on her, I promise you, we won't get the job. Right? I felt confident with that, but I could hear Miles is eating the seafood chowder. I don't know if it was a clam or something.
Oh, just rubbery, so. Dude. It was almost like I was chewing on a piece of just rubber gum.
And I could hear it, man, and I was trying so hard not to throw up on my plate.
Yeah.
And this, and Hair Club, this coincides with the same weekend I'm covering their sports show on a Sunday.
Sure.
And I order a Coca-Cola. And I take one sip and basically have to stop from vomiting because it's half Jack Daniels and half soda in a cup. And I'm like, I just ordered a soda. Well, the other guys get it this way. I'm like, I just get a soda?
And if you've ever wondered, ladies and gentlemen, what it takes to break into broadcasting on a publicly traded company, that's it.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my favorite moments, though, was walking down the French Quarter, and we're supposed to meet you guys for dinner. And we got so messed up that I had to throw Steve in the shower. So I stripped all his clothes off, took his pants off, took his shoes off, threw his ass in the shower, but he basically just fell into the bathtub. I turned the water on. I opened up a bar of soap. I threw it in there. I was like, wake up, dude. We got to go to dinner. Wake up. So he eventually wakes up. The problem was the belt stayed on the floor in the bathroom.
Yeah.
He never put it on.
No.
In the place where we were supposed to meet Dave was at the end of the French Quarter. I'm pretty sure it was the majority of the way down the street, right?
Yeah.
So we start walking down the street, and we cannot walk straight.
No.
Steve's pants are falling down.
I can already hear Dave's blood boiling on the other side of the phone, by the way.
I look up like in a balcony, like, you know, where like rich people are. And
it's like 250-year-old cobblestones on the street also, making it better.
But the look on your face when you saw us walking down the street was one of absolute horror. Like, you're like, I know these people at this home.
Yeah.
It's a very nice home. I don't know if it's okay.
Turns out they're very important people.
If they could come in or not, you know.
The other part of that story, and I've only heard it secondhand, is that apparently the appetizers were very fancy.
It was buffalo tartare being hand-fed to me on the balcony because they were scared I was going to fall over the railing.
The woman of the house goes down to the garden and cuts a piece of rope that she has on a spool and brings it up like Huckleberry Finn or whatever and ties it around Steve's pants.
So I look like buckwheat.
He looks like buckwheat with a rope belt, which actually kind of blends in New Orleans. Like, it's not the worst style in the world, but that was an interesting evening.
That was my 50th birthday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Happy birthday!
All right. I remember the trip back. I decided it's my 50th birthday. I'm going to book a seat in first class. And I'm sitting in first class, and there's a racket in the back of the plane. I'm sick. Like, I tried to keep up with these two idiots the night before, and I couldn't. So I had just, like, I was a mess. And I hear this noise. What's going on in the back of the plane? Oh, there are these two scallywags back there. And they're really, they're drinking a lot, and they're making a bunch of noise. I said, really? Is it a black one and a white one? And he said, yeah, do you know them? I have to get right back into whatever book I'm reading.
Sorry.
Yeah. And you made a friend that day, Thrill, didn't you?
I don't know. Did I?
Yeah, that was the woman who you sat next to who you said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She'd never talked to a black guy before. Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
We talked the whole flight.
She's like, this is amazing. I've never met one of you.
She even said, can I get a picture to show my kids?
I'm sitting behind like going,
I swear to God.
She sincerely was just speaking her own version of truth. Like, I've never even seen one.
Yeah. I've never talked to a black person.
Wow, you know. Let alone sit by one. Also, one of our favorite moments.
Well, it's common knowledge. You give you a few Jack Daniels, you'll speak on behalf of Black America.
Yes. Everyone was represented.
Our legendary thing, also, too, the douche you took in Anchorage before you left the hotel room that morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I don't think you need to go into any great detail. But,
you missed the morning show.
that's the whole joke right there.
Yeah.
I will say this. Dave here, who has this reserved way of speaking. It's BS, all right? So we're in Anchorage, Alaska.
We're at a wine bar.
And it's a wine bar. And I couldn't stop laughing at the dude. It just looked like a ghetto Magnum PI, right? But so Dave knows his wine, and this guy calls himself a sommelier.
Yes, all right? He was.
And the line that Dave, when he brought out whatever bottle to impress Dave, I always remember this line. He said, I re-gift better S than this.
Oh, and you should. This guy's, this guy's crushed.
Of course he is.
He's crushed. Yeah. He's absolutely crushed. He doesn't know what to do now. He doesn't know what to recommend.
That's a harsh line, bro.
He just looked like he's going to cry.
Well, that's because he told one of you guys that, oh, I don't know beer. I'm a wine expert.
Expert, yes.
My friends want to drink a beer over here. You can't recommend a good Alaskan beer. So he had to get a mouthful.
And he probably is a wine expert for Anchorage.
For Anchorage, yes.
And well, you know, you don't know Anchorage, Ted, clearly.
Jesus.
It's a white town, my bad.
We go to the steakhouse, Ted, and it's called the Paris. And this guy's got on like 1984 OP corduroy shorts.
Turquoise.
He's the bartender. All right. Hawaiian shirt. I mean, this guy looks like he should be probably in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Anchorage, Alaska. And we're looking at this guy, and I can't remember what happened, but we could not stop laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was uncontrollable laughter. We were just looking at this guy. Those things are shorter than you think they are. So, I mean, he's sporting thigh. It almost looks like something out of Reno 911.
Kind of like pretty dangle, much. Yeah, like dangle.
And I mean, I had to walk outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought we were going to get kicked out. You can't laugh at the bartender.
I ended up paying for dinner and looking at, like, it was a steak restaurant. So even in Anchorage, it's a couple $100 of dinner just left there because you two guys were outside giggling still.
Well, I couldn't believe you had OP shorts.
I know. He like really looked out of place. But then it was like 1980 still in Anchorage.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it was. And then, you know, like, and then later on that evening after you went to bed, I go to this place called Humpy Sports Bar. I get hit on by the largest man I've ever seen in my life. Steve goes down to get drugs from a dance club, and he's got a bouncer chasing him down the street wanting to kill him.
By the way, that bouncer moved real fast for a man of his size.
So I'm running out of Humpies because I think this guy might take me home and rape me. And he's running from a dude. He has to buy drugs. And then he went to the Alaska Bush Company and got kicked out because he told the woman no, he didn't want to lap dance because she was so ugly.
Well, you know.
Yeah, this is all one night.
To be fair, she came by three times, and on the third time, I'm like, no. And she finally said, why not? I said, because I think you're ugly. That's not the thing to say, it turns out, at the Alaskan Bush Company. Live and learn, man.
I want to give you guys some big congratulations. We work in an industry, and my job is hiring people. I'm always looking for great people. So I see a lot of resumes, and I see resumes that are three pages long. People in this business, I think the average length of a stay at any radio station is like 3 years.
That's about right.
If you do seven or eight, that's a long time. KISW happens to be a rare example because Castle is there almost as long as I was there. He's probably there 23, 24 years. You guys, 20 years. Jolene's probably up near 18 years.
Yep.
These are lifetimes. But the fact, and I'm going to embarrass you now, but this has been Seattle's top-rated radio show for 20 years. It is really impressive.
It
really is. So all the credit to you guys. You keep on serving them up fresh every day. It doesn't get old. Well, it gets a little old, but
stagnant.
It really, like, I can't congratulate you guys even more. It really is fantastic. You give everything into it, blood, sweat, tears, semen, vomit, whatever, you know. So enjoy every bit of today and tomorrow, too.
Thank you, sir. Hey, thank we you. Love you, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
man.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, hey, thank you for bringing us here. Seriously.
Of course.
It's been, a hell of a ride.
It has been that.
Yes. More of the 20th anniversary spectacular coming up next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.